That. Thank you, Father, that you do give us choices to make. You didn't make us into robots just to do absolutely everything without thinking. You've given us the choice. Now give us the courage to make the right choices. It's my bet that most Christians here today really do want to die to themselves and live unto Jesus. Help us to do that. Open our eyes and our hearts today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. As we've talked about for a couple of weeks, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are the best that God created. Look at the person next to you and tell them, you're the best. Now say it back to them. You're the best, Mel. But the truth of the matter is, you just stated a biblical truth. We were God's greatest creation. I mean, like I said, science is just now trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, they don't have a clue, as smart as they are. They haven't touched the surface, but there's a problem. We fell. We fell from that elevated position that God created us to be. And when sin entered our life, it kind of was a disconnect, and it separated us from being the very best that God created us to be. So, although we are wonderfully made, see what I mean? We have problems. And if something doesn't happen, then we are headed for an eternal destiny separated from God. Something doesn't happen. It's almost like, you know, the human condition is somebody who is condemned to be executed. And you're approaching the place and the executioner, and you're getting ready, and however you want to describe the execution, you're about ready to die, and he's going to flip the switch or whatever, and all of a sudden Jesus says, stop, I've got something to say about that. And he did. He did something wonderful. We were ready to die. We were condemned justly. We were heading towards a devil's hell. And Jesus says, wait a minute. Stop. You know what he did? Well, I'm going to let the Apostle Paul tell us. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Tony Sullivan, and Mal, and David, Russell, all of us. God loved us so supremely. He saw where we were headed, and he put a roadblock in front of us. And he says, don't cross it. You turn from the direction you're going and follow Jesus. That's called repentance. Now, most of us have done that. Most of us have done that. I just about bet you there's some people here today who have not made that decision to stop and go the other way. Let me ask you a question. If you were to die in the next 30 seconds, do you know where you would spend eternity? 30 seconds. You're gone. Do you know where you would spend eternity? Now, I've asked this question to a lot of people, and you know what the most common response I get? I hope so. Now, don't you think eternity needs a little more of assurance than I hope so? You need to know so. And for the next few minutes, what I want to do is take you on a little bit of a journey to where we can know. So there is no need for anybody leaving this room today that doesn't know so. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, our whole condition that we've got to accept is the fact that we were separated from God. We didn't have a clue. We didn't have any hope. A lot of people say, well, you know, I think I'll be all right. When I stand before God, you know, I'll just do all right. There's not a person alive. If you're going to stand before a holy God on judgment day on your own, that would stand a chance. You ain't got to excuse the English. So just accept it. You've either trusted Jesus or you've not. And each of us need to have in our mind that time where we made a conscious decision to confess our sin, follow Jesus, and accept Him as our Lord and Savior. Every one of us need to know that. If you haven't done that, then we need to have another conversation besides this one today. And my guess is, if you've not done that, if you were to bow your head right now and just ignore what I'm saying, and just turn to God and say, God, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I need to be saved. Will you save me? God will say, it's about time. I've already paved the way. This is your time. And if you say, I believe that Jesus died and rose for me, would you save me? He would go, yes. Will you? Will you? It's the most important thing that you'll ever do. And you know what? That's really amazing grace that He would save us, don't you think? It's a really amazing grace. Now, Christian, you ready? Ready to get in our part? Many of us know for sure that we're saved and on our way to heaven. We realize that Jesus gave His life for us without question. Now, this is the heart of our talk today. Jesus gave His life for us. Shouldn't we give our lives for Him? Think about it. Jesus gave His absolute all for us. Do you not think we should give our absolute all for Him? Anybody interested in doing that? That's the heart of where we are. Is it going to be easy? No. But I'm going to share with you a phrase that may help you. I didn't say you and I need to make a commitment to Him. But what I'm saying is you need to surrender to Him. A commitment is what you can do in your strength. Surrender is throwing yourself on His strength and saying, would you hold me? And God will say, I can work with that. So we need to surrender to Him. And living the exchange life, being crucified in Christ, is not, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to stop doing this, I need to, I, you see it? I. That surrender is God, I can't. But you can. Will you carry me through? That changes everything. That's the exchange life. Oh, really? Is this something that God wants us to do? Does he really want our all? 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, and he died, speaking of Jesus, and he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Simply stated, he died and rose again for you and me to stop living for ourselves, but for you and me to start living for him. It's no longer I. Are we doing that? Don't you think it's time we started doing that? It's going to be easy? No. Something we talked about last week. You know, Paul said he wants to let your life be a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. Only trouble about a living sacrifice, you put it in the altar, it gets back up. Then you put it back on the altar the next service that you're in, and guess what? You leave, it gets back up again. Is there any stubborn people here? Don't raise your hand. But that's where we need to be. When we get saved, before we made that decision to surrender our all to Jesus, we're like a brand new car. Anybody remember a brand new car? Your first brand new car? Never had one. Perhaps it's a car you wanted. It wasn't brand new, but it was brand new to you, right? You know, but anyway, you get there and, you know, the smell of a new car and you got a nice motor. Hopefully you do out there, you know. And it looks good, and you know you've been bragging about your car, but it doesn't have any power in the battery and no fuel in the tank. Oh, you got a wonderful brand new car, but it's no good for anything. Can you see somebody sitting out in their brand new car and it doesn't go anywhere, and they wave to people as they drive by? What good is a brand new car? But surrendering to God, giving our all to him, puts electricity in your battery. It puts fuel in your tank. And we can be the best that we can be for him. Because it's him living and flowing through us. You see, whenever we save, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We are brand new. But a lot of Christians don't get past the first stage. When we get saved and realize that we're brand new, we have three options. One writer gives us three options. Let me read you those three options. Some people respond this way. When we're made brand new and set free, we go out and live a life of gratitude and obedience to Jesus. That's pretty good, isn't it? Secondly, there are those, when they're made brand new, they go out jumping up and down and shouting, but they continue to live like they've always done. They claim to be following Jesus, but their life doesn't show it. There's a third one. There are some people, once they're saved, born again, they're set free. They choose to stay in their prison of heartache and confusion. They choose to pull the doors of their prison closed and place themselves under the bondage of sin and condemnation that Jesus had set them free from. You know the type. They never can bring themselves to live the joyous Christian life. These people love discontent. Folks, when Jesus saves us, He changes us. He gives us the ability to live. Now, it's not always going to be easy, but to live joyously, because, and we need to live that way. Folks, we're the only Jesus that some people ever see. We need to be given a good example. Do you agree? So what option do you, let's look at the three options again. First, living a life of gratefulness and obedience. Second, living a life of jumping up and shouting but full of sin and self-indulgence. Or third, living a life set free but never living in the overflow of Christian freedom. The first one, where you're living a life of joy and obedience, is the exchange life. That's where Jesus is in total control. That is where we are crucified to ourselves. And every time somebody sees us, they see Jesus rather than us. Is that what we want? And then if we live like that, we can honestly sing, "It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me." Every time we sing that song, I want you to think about this message. Okay? But as I said before, living the exchange life has nothing to do with commitment, but everything to do with surrender. Hudson Taylor tells the story. As you know, he was a missionary that God called to the inland parts of China, and it would not have been easy under any stretch of imagination at that time. And God had given him a ministry. There was a lot of work to do, a lot of difficulties to do, a lot of pressure. And the pressure and the difficulties and everything going on was just driving him absolutely crazy. And then he finally got his head around the exchange life. And this is his testimony. He said, "The work, the pressures, everything I was having to do become easy and began to flow." Same Christian, same work, same pressures, but it became easy rather than difficult. Why? He was living in the strength of Jesus rather than himself. That's the exchanged life. Anybody ready for life to get easier? You need to crucify yourself. Let Jesus live through us. But it's not going to be easy. And the Apostle Paul describes his journey to the exchange life. Listen to how Paul described his journey. Romans chapter 7, verse number 15. I think some of us will identify with him. "For that which I am doing, I do not understand. For I'm not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate." You ever found yourself there? In verse 19, he continues, "For the good that I wish, I do not, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish to do." Sound familiar to you? He even gets frustrated with himself and he says, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?" You ever been frustrated with yourself as a Christian? You know you're not supposed to do something and you go ahead and do it anyway. And you go, "I get so mad at myself. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I did it anyway." And you want to throw up your hands. When the Apostle Paul said, "Who will set me free from this body of death?" He went on to explain, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." That's the one who will set you free from the body of death. Jesus is the answer to living the overflowing, overcoming, victorious Christian life. But we need to allow Him to live through us. Now, I want everybody to look up at me. I think I've just lost everybody. Isn't this what you want? Isn't this really what you want? I mean, this is real Christianity. What is a Christian? A Christian is someone who follows or is a disciple of Jesus. We are His ambassadors. We are His representative. And therefore, as Christians, we need to be Christ-like everywhere, all day, every day. How are we going to do it? Surrender yourself to Him and let Him live through us. Have I done it? Not yet. It's what I want. The old song that we sang last week, "This is my desire to follow you." Really is. Anybody want to join this journey with me? You know, we might end up crying on each other's shoulders, Mel. I'll bend over, okay? Touche. I'm going to give you another illustration, though. We need to be infused with Jesus. And if we become infused with Jesus, all right, I'm going to change it to make it a cooking term. How about marinated? Anybody ever marinated steak? Julie's been doing that, and I hope she don't mind me telling this, but, you know, sometimes we like to get a steak down at Cole's and bring it home and, you know, cook it up on the barbecue grill. Anybody here like to do that? You know, it's pretty good, and generally I'm doing the cooking, and sometimes it turns out good, and, well, let's not go there. You know, I can ruin a good steak. But then Julie started marinating the steaks in some kind of a mixture that she learned about, and puts it in there for how long? You know, probably half a day, you know, 6-7 hours, something like that. And whenever that steak comes out and put it on the barbecue grill, never misses at all. Of course, I don't cook it. I let her cook it. But it's so tender. It is so tasty. It is so good. What's the difference? It's marinated with whatever that stuff is. And folks, do you want to start living for Jesus? Just become marinated. Every time somebody gets around you, they'll smell Jesus. They'll see Jesus. They'll hear Jesus. And it'll work that way. We've just got to be infused by Him. We say, praise the Lord. I'm about done. Jesus describes in John chapter 15 what this is all about. This is that great text on the vine. And incidentally, this is the text that really got Hudson Taylor living the exchange life. Let me read it to you. Jesus is speaking. He said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. You, or he who abides in me, and I in him." That's that marinated. "He bears much fruit." We all want to be fruit-producing Christians, don't we? We want to see changed lives. We want to make a difference in our world. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. Everybody say that word with me. Nothing. That's what you can do without Jesus. And then he goes on, verse 7. If you abide in me, here's the marinated life. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. If we're so infused with Jesus, we won't be asking requests to fulfill the flesh. We'll be asking requests within God's will. And whatever we ask, it will be done. And Jesus doesn't lie. I want that for my life. How about you? I want that. So, the benefit of an exchanged life, the crucified life, is it'll put fuel in a tank. It'll put a spark in our battery. It'll let us live the victorious Christian life. And as I said, it won't be easy. So first, grace brought us salvation, the forgiveness of sin, a brand new life. He made us brand new with grace. Secondly, grace provides for us the opportunity to let Jesus live through us. Somebody say hallelujah for that. You know what? Everywhere Jesus went, he changed lives. He helped people. People loved him. And if we'll let Jesus live through us, we could be similar. I'm not going to say identical because we're not him. But we can allow him to live through us. And next week, we're going to begin talking. Because grace has given us so much, how then shall we live? Okay? Please stand. I'm going to dare singing it one more time. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. He lives, Jesus is alive in me. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Let's go out and let it happen, okay? Thank you. Have a good week.